Test 69, Section 3, Question 20. This one, we're looking for what can be properly inferred, and you have to be careful on this. This is a tricky one. So we had really large, intense fires in 1997. They were really susceptible at the time because of widespread drought caused by an unusually strong El Nino, an occasional global weather phenomenon. So El Nino caused a drought, and then the tropics were really susceptible. Many scientists believe the strength of the El Nino was enhanced by the global warming caused by air pollution. So many scientists believe that the strength of that. Now, in this case, you've got to be careful because the last sentence is just a statement of belief. It's not a statement of fact. So we want to be careful there. So what do we know for sure? Air pollution was largely responsible for the size and intensity of the forest fires that swept the tropics. We don't know that. We know that many scientists believe that the strength of El Nino caused it, and if they're right, then all of that could be true. But we don't know A for sure. If the El Nino in 97 had not been unusually strong, few, if any, large and intense forest fires, no, it's too strong. We don't know that there would have been few, just maybe that they wouldn't have been quite as bad. Forest fires in the tropics are generally larger and more intense during than usual during a strong El Nino. We don't necessarily know that, we just really know about this one. At least some scientists believe that air pollution was responsible for the size and intensity of forest fires. This is so tempting. But we don't know that they're making the connection. We know that they believe the strength of El Nino was caused, but maybe they don't know about the forest fires, and so they don't have a belief there. And so that's why D is not quite right. Then if air pollution enhanced the strength of the El Nino in 97, then it also contributed to widespread drought that year. Yes, because if air pollution enhanced the strength of El Nino, we know that the widespread drought was caused by unusually strong El Nino, so it also contributed to the widespread drought. And so E is our correct answer there. D is really sneaky, but the problem is we don't know, we can't extend their belief to the stuff about the forest fires. And so therefore, E is our correct answer.